This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Casey Ports.
Well, good morning.
She is one of, let's just call you the OG of a KSON loyal listener. Casey has listened to our station forever. We have known her ever since we moved here in 2011 and took over this job of hosting the mornings. And Casey, you posted something on your social media this week that I was so shocked we didn't know. What happened to you?
6 months ago, I was on Let's Make a Deal, and I got called down to the trading floor.
Right on. That must have been such a thrill.
Well, it was my fourth time there, so yeah.
So wait a second. You've been at the show Let's Make a Deal for four times, and finally you got called in to do something?
Yes. The first three times I was a contestant, but they didn't call me down.
Okay.
And the fourth time I was as a guest for my friend to be a contestant, and instead they called me.
Was she mad at you that you came as her guest, even though she was going to be the potential contestant, that you actually are the one who got picked?
No, because she loved me.
Ah, that's very nice. It's been years since I've seen Let's Make a Deal, so let me just kind of recap some things. I'm sorry if I sound out of touch. Wayne Brady still hosts?
Yes, he does.
Did you have a costume? Is that still a thing?
Everybody has to be in costume, even the guests.
Now, Casey, you ended up getting down on the floor. They offered you a chance to take what they were trying to describe on the floor or what was in the envelope. You chose the envelope, and what was in it?
$10,000!
Oh, my God! Casey!
Amazing!
I'm curious, what was the other option? Do you know?
It was a zonk of a cheeseburger in a bed.
It was a what?
It was a zonk. One of those prizes that are worthless, that aren't worth anything.
God, Casey, you could have won a cheeseburger in a bed. $10,000, that's great.
And you had to keep that secret for 6 months. That's so difficult, isn't it?
It really it's crazy because after you come out of shock, you just want to tell everybody.
Sure. I mean, you got $10,000. So, Casey, walk me through this. When you win $10,000, you're jumping, you're screaming, you're hugging, and then everything's done. Do they give you $10,000 right there? Do they send you a check? Do they tax you? What's going on?
Well, you didn't actually win until they show it on TV. So you have to keep your mouth shut because if you tell anybody, then they just edit you right out.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So if you told somebody and ruined it, they would not give you the money?
They said that's a possibility.
Wow.
You know, it's very smart because you know how hard it is for people to keep a secret or keep their mouth shut sometimes, and especially when something amazing like that happens.
Well, especially with social media.
Yeah, exactly. And the great thing for Casey is she won her $10,000 in California, so she doesn't have to pay state tax because game show winnings are not taxed in California, but you do have to pay federal.
Casey, have you gotten paid yet?
Haven't heard a word.
So wait a second.
Well, it just came out.
Let's make a deal owes you $10,000. I would think that you might want to hang up the phone with us and call them.
Well, I figured I waited this long. And then they come back after all the other contestants, they come back, and I had won the most money, so they offered me the big deal of the day.
Okay.
So they gave you the opportunity to go for the big deal, meaning get rid of your $10,000 in exchange to get the possible big deal.
One's about $3,000, another one's about $7,000, and then there's the big deal.
So you said no?
Heck yeah, I said no.
Yeah, I would have too, because you're guaranteed $10,000. Or the other one, yeah.
$10,000.
It's awesome.
$10,000.
Casey, call us when you get it. I'm not going to believe it until I see the check.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited, and I don't care how much of a fool. I really look like an idiot, and it's okay.
It is okay.
Hey, listen, I've made a career doing that, so don't worry about that. And I didn't get $10,000 either.
Well, we're going to have fun when the check comes.
There you go, Casey.
All right. Don't forget us, superstar. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We just talked to KSON longtime loyal listener, Casey, who's $10,000 richer thanks to her appearance on Let's Make a Deal.
So cool.
Which, I got to be honest with you, I didn't even know the show was on the air anymore.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
so woefully out of touch. It got me thinking, though, and got me kind of mad again about your brush with fame, Tammy. Tammy and I tried out to be on $100,000 Pyramid, and Tammy got on. She's awesome. By the way, you did.
You were
so
good too. They could just only pick one of us.
Yeah, well, yeah. And guess who wins again? Anyway, Tammy is on with Trace Adkins.
It was radio personalities paired up with music stars. I got paired up with Trace Adkins, and we did really well together. And we ended up down in the circle with a chance to win $10,000.
I would love to get audio or video from this, but shockingly, in a world where everything is public, it's unavailable. It's unable to be found.
I think they are purposely doing it because they really should have given me the money.
Tammy got screwed. There's no other way about it. Tammy couldn't tell me, like Casey couldn't tell anybody that she won $10,000. Tammy couldn't tell me what happened until it aired.
Yeah, so you were frustrated, too.
Oh, I was so angry. You can tell me. I'm not going to say anything. So we all got together and watched it. And Tammy and Trace Adkins got to the winner's circle. And Tammy breezes through with amazing clues from Trace Adkins.
He was so good. He's a really good player.
I mean, literally, he says beige, and Tammy says boring colors.
Which was the category.
I was like, oh my God. That was the hardest one.
Mm-hmm.
And she cruised through. There are six squares in the winner's circle to get through. She got through five in like 20 seconds. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to win $10,000. The last answer was things written on a cave wall. Trace Adkins gives brilliant clues.
Mm-hmm.
Drawings of the big hunt. You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy says things in a cave.
Things you find inside a cave, yes.
And they didn't give it to her.
No. Nope.
Now, why this has come up again is my girlfriend Sam and I were just, for whatever stupid, boring reason, we were watching Michael Strahan's latest version of Pyramid just yesterday.
Yeah.
In the winner's circle, if they had like a word right, they gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting so angry because you had it.
Yeah.
You should be $10,000 richer.
I know. I kept saying things inside a cave, and it was things you find on a cave wall. And they stopped production, by the way, when I was there. You don't see this, obviously, because it's all edited together. And when it was all over, I was still in shock with everything. But when I came upstairs, one of the producers was livid and said, they should have given you that money. You had it.
Tammy, I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah.
Yesterday, if it was the same answer, things written on a cave wall, and someone would have said cave,
they would have given it to them.
I watched it with my own eyes. Sam's like, why are you so irritated? I'm like, because Tammy got screwed.
Yes.
When? I don't know. 20 years ago? But yes. It doesn't matter. She still got screwed.
I know. I could have won $10,000. I ended up with $900.
You have to go back.
Oh, my God.
You do.
I need a redemption round?
You need to go back. I think we should tell this story to the producers of the Pyramid.
Okay.
We've got a little bit of pull.
Yeah.
We live in San Diego. We can just drive up the road. You need redemption.
All right.
Producer Jessica, get Michael Strahan on the phone, please. Let's make this
right
work.
Right now.
Let's make this work. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.